Now, of course, the election is upon us, and there are a lot of things that do tend to come up, and one of those is always the economy. A big part of that, though, of course, comes down to the RBA's interest rates decisions, wage growth, high cost of living. And here to tell us a little bit more about what's going on is Dr. Christopher Gibbs. He's from the University of Sydney. Chris, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
So for those of us who might not be so well-versed into what is going on economy-wise, everything that we do tend to hear, it's very cherry-picked depending on which side of politics is telling us about it. But how is the dollar in our economy actually doing at the moment?
You know, the Australian economy, I would say, has been moving sideways. So it's not bad, but it's not great either. Things are kind of just moving along, if that makes sense.
So kind of plateauing a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at what's happened, you know, unemployment has come down a little bit over the last year, but it seems to sort of be flattening out. Inflation is below the RBA's 2-3% range and has been for quite a while. GDP growth is, you know, still positive, but it's not stellar. It's not, you know, as high as it has been, you know, say a decade ago. So you know, things are not bad, but they're, you know, it appears that the economy has room to move.
And speaking of the RBA in there as well, actually, I know a few weeks ago people were losing their minds with the concept that the RBA might be cutting rates only a few days out from the election. It never came to fruition. Do we know why that is?
Yeah, no, I don't think we do know why that is. I mean, I think the RBA is attempting to balance a lot of things. I think the RBA may have been waiting for more information just about, you know, how the economy was doing. Because, you know, as I said, the economy has been you know, making some progress. As I say, I think if you look at the latest unemployment statistics, it's down something like almost 0.5% from what it was a year ago. So I think they were, you know, waiting to see whether or not the economy was picking up steam as had been continuing the trend. Now, the latest unemployment number came back, and it doesn't look like we've made any more progress this quarter. So, you know, that might change their thinking going forward. But I think that's kind of the way they've been, right, is they're sort of in this hard situation where, you know, things aren't bad. It's not like there's an immediate threat that you can see that says, you know, we need to move policy right now to prevent some impending recession. However, things are not great, which means that they have room to move policy if they want to. And so I think it's because of the fact that the economy is kind of just moving sideways, if you will, that it's hard to decide exactly, you know, what the right course of action to take is.
And I suppose on the flip side of unemployment as well, I know that people in full-time jobs have been decreasing from, you know, due to statistics from the ABS, but also the amount of people in part-time jobs has been steadily increasing. What sort of relationship is that going to have to the dollar?
Yeah, so I don't know if the individual, you know, part-time full employment mix is going to have much to do with the Aussie dollar. I mean, I think the value of the dollar is probably going to be tied more to what's happening between the U.S. and China. You know, as China is one of the largest customers of stuff that Australia sells, and so to the extent that, you know, this trade war is hurting the Chinese economy, then that's going to affect how much stuff they're going to buy from Australia. And that's ultimately going to then feed back onto, you know, how much the value of the dollar is. It seems like the domestic economy in Australia, you know, doesn't play as large of a role, at least in the short term movements. But on the employment side, if the Aussie dollar is cheaper, I mean, that should support employment in Australia, as it does make goods cheaper here. And so everything we should sell more of everything. So. That's, you know, it's kind of a two-edged sword that, you know, for Australians who want to go on holiday, a low dollar is a bad thing. But if you, you know, work in Australia, a low dollar is a good thing. It means that, you know, you can outcompete other countries.
And, of course, we do have an election in about 24 hours from now. Ultimately, what sort of discussions would you like to be seeing politicians having in relation to the economy?
I think, you know, I think the discussions that both sides are having are, you know, generally on track. I mean, I think there is a bit of concern along the lines of housing affordability and infrastructure, which I think, you know, is a problem. If, you know, I live here in Sydney, and I think, you know, anybody who does knows that, you know, that it does seem like there's housing affordability issues and, you know, traffic congestion and these things. It seems like infrastructure needs to be expanded, and it looks like a lot of it is happening. So, if you do think that the economy is moving sideways and you're worried about, you know, future growth prospects, you know, picking up spending on things that we need, like, you know, better public transport infrastructure, are things that probably can, you know, help fill the holes going forward. And so I think, you know, both sides are roughly talking about things that that, you know, should be good on that front.
Christopher, we really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.